Welcome, everyone, to our latest episode of Who Will Be King? The NFC North Roundup Show. Pay is your host today, joined by an excellent panel of experts from around the NFC North, less the Green Bay Packers. We're going to dive headfirst into the thrilling world of the NFL and what's happened in the last week. Just for you. We'll explore the intricate franchise tag strategy employed by the Chicago Bears. Reminisce about the recent NFL scouting combine, highlight standout athletes, and discuss the latest rumors circulating in the NFL community. As we move forward, we'll explore the future, fantasizing about the prospect that every fan dreams of seeing on their home field. The player who has the potential to change the course of the upcoming season. On the eve of free agency, we'll also discuss the intriguing developments around the NFL. From potential blockbuster trades to unexpected retirements, all of which add a new layer of excitement to the world of professional football in the NFC North. So settle in, get ready for a deep dive into the world of the North on this episode of Who Will Be King? Let the battles begin.
We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! F***ing thing sucks!
Not in the Bear Claw, Bear Down headquarters this week. Coming to you live from Tallahassee, sunny, muggy Florida. My division brothers. It's Wednesday once again. Oh, yeah. What's the news? What's happening, Dave, June, and Beef Foster?
What's going on?
I can't call it, man. We're less than a week away, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the next new year. Yeah. Great. We've got a lot to talk about. In the last 72 hours, a lot has happened. So let's dive right into it. So the combine ended this past weekend. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of young men vying for their next spot to be the next NFL superstar. Did anybody jump off the page to you? Did anybody blow you away? Like, you know what? His name, him right there. I remember his name. He's going to jump up the draft. His stock just improved just off of what he did today in underwear. Dave, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah. I think JJ McCarthy's stock went up, which I do not want to happen. But I did enjoy watching him throw. He's got one flaw. He tends to close his footwork up, which can cause problems when he's throwing, especially across. But the way the ball came off his hands, the way his passes looked, I was just enamored, right? You've got the top three quarterbacks. JJ McCarthy's probably number four. The Vikings realistically have a shot at number four. They may have to trade up a bit to get him, but they have a shot. And that's who I fell in love with. Now, there were some big round bellies that I thought were cool too, but I'm paying attention to the quarterbacks this year. Have to. And it was a good deal. I enjoyed the combine. And if those watching want to get recaps of it, Vikings First and Skoll went live after each day to talk about what happened during those days. And we have a write-up about it with links to the video and the podcast form over on Fans First Sports Network. Just go Fans First Sports Network, hit Minnesota Vikings, and you'll find it all there. That applies to the entire NFL.
What about our brothers to the north? Detroit Lions, June Foster. Who did you all see during the combine that shocked you, blew you away?
It wasn't anything that shocked me, but there's one prospect that I think, and I talked to Foster about it, someone that, you know, I've been paying attention to for the past few years because he plays right here at the University of Michigan, is Mike Sanistro. I think he's going to do somebody. He's going to be somebody's second or third round pick. I think he moved up the draft boards because of his 40 time. And he's going to be, I think he's going to be a pretty decent nickel. So as far as, I was kind of disappointed by some of the people that didn't run the 40 though. So.
Like who?
Lassiter, cornerback out of Georgia. He's one that didn't run. I was surprised JJ didn't run the 40. There was only like four or five quarterbacks that ran.
Right.
So it wasn't a lot of 40 times ran by the quarterbacks, which really doesn't mean that much. But at the same time, there was like – and Chop. I was very, very impressed with Chop's workout, his 40 time. I'm in the same situation. I'm feeling as Dave. Like, I know he's not going to be there at 29.
Hope he falls somehow, but –
yeah,
he's not gonna
come on.
No,
you got to start thinking. You got to start thinking differently now. Now it's time. I hope our general manager has a little bit of imagination so he can get up there and get him for us. Right?
That's what it have to take. He'd have to wheel and deal in order to get someone like Chop, because Chop he turned heads with this combine. Foster, I don't know if you have anybody that jumped off the page for you, but.
Yeah, so of course we were looking pre-draft pre-combine at guys like Quinyon Mitchell and Chop Robinson. Chop Robinson obviously ran a 4.48, and Quinyon Mitchell ended up running a 4.33. And he had, I think he did the bench press too. I think he had 20 reps on the bench press, which is pretty impressive. But as far as guys that I didn't necessarily have on my radar, obviously the Texas guys had a good combine. Xavier Worthy, somebody's going to take a chance on him just off the strength that he broke the 40 time record. And Adonai Mitchell ran a 4.34, and he's got some pretty good size at 16.
I had no idea Mitchell was that fast.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I knew he was a decent sized receiver. He surprised me too. I didn't know he was that fast though.
And one thing that Dave talked about on his show is how the premier receivers nowadays don't have that. They're not necessarily really big guys like your Jamar Chases and JJs. These guys are around 5'11", 6 foot. So when you got a guy like Adonai Mitchell that worked out well, has that speed and has that size, it's very unique, very unique skill set. But outside of that, Braden Fisk as well, he's a guy that transferred from my alma mater, Western Michigan. And he ran not that at defensive tackle, 40 time is all that, you know, all that important, but he did run a 4.78, which was very fast amongst defensive tackles. And he ran a good shuttle time as well. They said that he ran a 4.37 in the shuttle, and Aaron Donald ran a 4.39. So, you can outdo Aaron Donald. Obviously, on the field is where, you know, the money is made. But, you know, they did want to throw that out there just to throw you off a tad. So that's pretty much what I saw.
And you continue with the Texas boys. There wasn't just, you know, Worthy in his 4.21, which was amazing. Yeah. But you had their tackles, defensive tackles, doing well. You had Byron Murphy the second, which I want on my team. Interior defensive lineman named Byron Murphy, and we have a starting corner named Byron Murphy. Right. I want them both, right? And and then of course Tavondre Sweat, right? Tavondre for size adjusted run was amazing, right? He ended up with a 5.27 second 40. But the dude weighed in at over 360 pounds.
366.
And was moving that fast. Mm-hmm. That is force, right? That's physics.
Yeah.
That is force moving. It was, those things got me all excited to see. The big round bellies on the offensive side also had a good day. Most of them were right around that 5 second mark. And most of them are at least 320 weight wise. It is so good to see that we're getting bigger again. I love it.
You talked about physics there, Dave. I wanted to throw one name at you all. I didn't hear you all say yet. Dallas Turner.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we knew that, though. Yeah, we knew what he was going to do. That's not a surprise.
He had a day. He had a day. And now I'm like, number nine might be a little too low to catch him. Now I'm thinking like you all, the Detroit guys. I'm like, man. He'd have been nice in navy and orange, man. He had four sub 4.5 dash. He had a 1.5 10-yard split, 10-foot broad jump. The guy is a specimen. We need more specimens at the Bears. I got a question from one of our viewers right now, coming in from Mel Marie. How you doing, Mel? Question: did any other player secure a first round pick post combine? Anybody that you all think it come off the top of your head that wasn't a lot for first round, but did the work, should look good in his underwear. Now he's like, oh yeah, he's a
Chop first Robinson. Round
guy. Yeah. Chop. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Chop.
JJ McCarthy. Some people had him at second rounder.
I think a Donnie Mitchell might sneak up into the first round with his size and 40 time.
I agree. Chop is going to, he's going to make him some good money now, man. That's, hey, it pays to sign you an agent and let them train you up so you can show off your best attributes when you get to Indianapolis. You get you some extra money. The combine was pretty entertaining for that. I don't think it was entertaining for us as spectators. It may not be as that entertaining for a lot of scouting departments going forward. I've noticed that there was a lot of teams, most notably Sean McVay and his crew. They weren't even present. So enjoy the combine while it lasts, because it looks like to be more spectacle than actual analysis going on for that weekend.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts of the combine was when Chicago local radio station was trying to get an interview with Courtney Cronin. Most people in Minnesota know exactly who Courtney is. Most people in Chicago know who Courtney is. She is the Chicago Bears beat writer for ESPN. But if you haven't seen it, go on to X and type in Courtney Cronin, and you'll find the clip. It's a short one, and it's quite amusing. They had an audio problem that she did not want to deal with and expressed herself succinctly.
We love succinct, especially in Chicago. So after the weekend, the combine's over, we start the week. I'm happy about the Denver Broncos. They don't do Friday night dumps. They start the week with the news of the offseason so far. Russell Wilson cooked, bagged up, and cut. As we talked about before the show, backstage, they took on a record number of dead cap money, $85 million, just to get Russell out of town. Fellas, how did this news land with you? Because when I saw it, I'm like, hey, Russell can't be that bad. Is he to take on $85 million in cash you can't even use?
Well, when you have a head coach that that's completely and utterly not satisfied and giving you guarantees, saying, hey, I can do this with this team, but you got to work with me. They must really buy into the coach there, because that's a lot of dead money to take a hit for. Like, me personally, I just play it out. I mean, I can't give away that money. We got to come to a happy medium or something. No.
Happy medium. Yeah. The happy medium is you give me all the money that I signed for and, you know, I'll show up. Dave, how did it land with you?
Because I was laughing. His extension starts this year, 2024. And that $85 million guaranteed is part of that extension. Now, they're going to make him a post-June 1st designation. So the half of it will go this year and half of it will go next year. But they've got to keep it. They can't spend that other half, right, that extra space until June 1st. So the Broncos are going to be in hurting status when it comes to free agency, which we'll talk later on in the show. They are going to be hurting. But it is – the issue is the coach.
Yeah.
He
clearly doesn't get along with
– no, he didn't want him, doesn't get along with him. Yeah. He has his own ideas. It's going to be interesting to see if the Broncos go for a rookie quarterback in the draft.
I was just going to say that, Dave. They got to be drafting a quarterback. There's just no way you take that hit and release your starter without saying this is our guy. What number do they have, Pig?
Don't ask me. I didn't know they had draft picks. I thought Seattle still had all their draft picks.
That may be true, too.
Jimmy Garoppolo is available.
Oh, well, I'm sure he is.
Oh, he's not that bad.
Oh, it's that bad.
And Jimmy knows how to win, at least.
He seemed to have lost his way this year.
Oh, okay.
Did he? Is that what happened?
Hey, I'm friends with a bunch of Raiders fans. I'm a Raiders fan as well. They want him gone.
Listen, so this opens up another question. Not just him getting cut and not his likability in locker rooms, Russell Wilson. But that's the first domino to fall in the quarterback availability quagmire that's going on this offseason. Vikings are looking for a quarterback. As you already said, Broncos are now looking for a quarterback. You know, the Bears have a quarterback available, possibly, more than likely. Atlanta, New England, D.C., the Raiders. It's a lot of teams out there. Pittsburgh's another. So this is the first domino that fell, and it's going to be interesting now. So we know Russell is going to actually sign for the minimum. It's just where does he want to sign? He said that he wants to go somewhere where he can win, which, you know, Russell's winner guy. He wants to say all the right things. What's going to happen is he's going to end up signing somewhere to compete for a job, and he's going to – I don't think he's going to be anywhere other than just Pittsburgh, right? I mean, did you all see Russell going anywhere else other than Pittsburgh or, maybe, let's say, long shot Vegas?
Maybe Atlanta. Sierra's from Atlanta.
That's true.
There's talk even of Minnesota as a bridge quarterback.
And Denver picks at number 12.
We don't want him, but yeah, I was about to say they pick right behind us.
That's plenty of they could get a quarterback at 12 if they want it.
Bo Nix.
It would be probably
Michael Penix.
Yeah.
No, those guys can't go that high. That's crazy talk.
Hey,
some mocks, reputable mocks that have Nix up there. That's like
they just got rid of $85 million there. I'm not putting anything past them.
Well, that could be, and I know Browns fans. You should be. I know their ears struck up when they saw them cut Russell and take on all that dead cat money. Hey, you know, Deshaun Watson, get it together. Because we don't care anymore.
Speaking of dead money, yeah.
Exactly. All right, let's take a quick break, man. Let's get into the meat of the episode right after this. We're going to let our sponsors and advertisers say something to you. And if you haven't at this point already, you see the scroll down there, subscribe. to all of our shows, Vikings and Viking. I'm saying it wrong. First and Skull and Bleachers the Speakers. Everywhere you get your podcast and at the YouTube at Frustrated Chicago. We'll be right back in a few seconds. Out of the weekend, we had to start the week with the Russell Wilson news, which kicked off pretty much the rest of the first shoe to drop for the offseason, right? But that the offseason does not start until you get your franchise tags set up. Franchise tag week ended yesterday at 4 p.m. Eastern. I think I was the only team amongst us actually tag somebody. Jalen Johnson, our fantastic DB, maybe the best corner of the league. You know, people are talking. We would tag him. I think that was expected. If they didn't come to a long-term agreement on Saturday, yeah, Tuesday expect to get that tag, which not bad. Not bad money. They can still work out a long-term deal up until I forget the actual date. It's sometime around training camp. He's going to play for $20 million this year. So it's not he's only getting at least $20 million, well, no matter what happens. He got the non-exclusive. There's three types of tags: non-exclusive, exclusive, and transition. If you don't know what those are, the exclusive means exactly how it sounds. You can only play for me next year. That's it. You got a one-year deal. You're gonna get paid a lot of money, and you're not going anywhere else. The non-exclusive, which Jalen Johnson and a bunch of other people who I'm upset to hear about, Josh Allen in particular, they all got the non-exclusive, which is you're going to play for me, but you're also available to talk to everybody else. So to lose a dating comparison, we're talking. But we're not exclusive yet. You know, you can, if you want to, you know, answer some inboxes and, you know, do a little dating on the side, you're free, but make sure you come back home. That's pretty much what the non-exclusive tag is. And the last tag is the transitional tag, which is, yeah, you're here, but if somebody comes to get you, hey, that's it. You go. So there's compensation awarded for the first two, exclusive and non-exclusive. If somebody comes and offers you and you don't want to match the money that they're getting offered, then you get compensation. Transition, someone takes them, you don't match, you get nothing. So that's really just a quick rundown of how those tags work.
It depends where they set the transition at. And that depends on where they were drafted.
Oh, yeah, right. So I don't think anybody got the transition tag across the league this year. Like I said, it was a lot of players that got the non-exclusive. Jalen Johnson being one, Josh Allen being another, Brian Burns out in Carolina, Antoine Whitfield in Tampa Bay. So a lot of guys out there. Since I was the only team that got a tag right there, let's go ahead and talk about the guys who did not get tagged. Some of the guys who are now available for everybody. They are for the streets. I'm going to start with you, Dave.
Well,
Danielle Hunter.
We have two players that we would have liked to be able to tag, and they're Danielle Hunter and Kirk Cousins, at least have the ability to, but both of them, due to their previous extensions, had written in their contracts no tags. They could not be tagged. So they have both hit free agency or will hit free agency. Officially on the 13th, they could be legally tampered on the 11th. We already know Kirk Cousins is already being illegally tampered with, but that's normal in the NFL not to get your panties all up and
it happens
in a wad. It happens. So the Vikings most likely will lose both players, but who knows? The Vikings may come to an agreement, an extension on both of them, one or both. And we may get them back. It's not unheard of, but it's looking, both are shading towards, we're heading towards new teams. And there's nobody else that hit free agency that deems tag worthy.
I did say Antoine Whitfield with Tampa Bay got tagged. They let their whole defense go pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
they made a decision.
And if they were going to let Antoine Winfield hit free agency, I know the Vikings were interested.
You had to fight us off there, Dave. I don't know, man. I don't know if a Viking could beat a bear, but you're going to have to fight us for that one. What's up in Detroit? Anybody that didn't get a tag that's available to you all is picking you all's curiosity?
Bryce Huff from New York.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Foster has been like our unofficial GM. So he has all the answers on what's going on, who's available. I don't know. I know Detroit didn't tag anyone. I don't think there's anybody of significance to tag this year. But there's definitely a couple of defensive ends that I saw that I was surprised that wasn't tagged. So
another hot name is Christian Wilkins from the Dolphins.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then Calvin Ridley too.
Yeah, I mean the Bears definitely need wide receivers. I think we only got three on the roster right now, and two of them should be following. Two of them will be in the UFL at some point in their career.
Well, you guys are going to take
in the near immediate future.
You guys are going to take surprise everybody and take Marvin Harrison with the first pick.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm also going to surprise everybody.
Okay.
Once the Bears do that, I'm also going to surprise everybody on our live show that night and say this is the last episode I'm doing for the Bears. So the Bears, they definitely need wide receiver help. Calvin Ridley being available is interesting. He does have talent. I mean, the boy is talented. Save for that season he had in Jacksonville, I think, you got to get back into playing shape after he had a season away for his suspension. But it wouldn't be a bad look for them to go get him. Now, should that be the only thing they sign? Speaking about the Bears, absolutely not. Should that be the first thing they should be paying attention to? Nope. You already said it. You said it first, Foster. Christian Wilkinson has to be the first guy to build. That first person you call is his reps.
He's going to Minnesota.
Come on now, Dave.
Hey, he was drafted by our defensive coordinator, Mr. Flores, and Coach Flores is going to bring him back. You heard it here first.
That's legit.
Well, maybe Flores, hopefully he has a change of thoughts. We cannot mess this up. We need to go get Wilkerson. The zone blocking scheme that they had down there in Miami that was pretty effective, right? We need some help in that space. So other than that, Daniil Hunter being available, I think I said it last week or the week before last on this show. That if Daniil Hunter was available and the Bears were interested in getting him, I think that would be just the low end of the rewards, low end of the prize. Cause I mean, he's a great player. No disrespect to him. Za'Darius is also available. Za'Darius coming from Cleveland Browns. He also he's also a free agent. I think those two are about the same. I think they're about the same age and about the same as far as skill wise. But Josh Allen, Brian Burns, Matabuke, those are my top three. And seeing them get tagged kind of like defeated me a little bit. But, hey, Chris Jones is out there. Super Bowl winning Chris Jones from the Kansas City Chiefs. You already know where he's going. He's going who's ever going to give him the most money. He played – he said – I think he held out last season. Maybe even held out twice. So last offseason, right? So he's going wherever the money is. He's already 31 years old. Whoever's paying him the most, that's where he's going. And I don't know if I want the Bears throwing up $35 million to a 31-year-old. I'm sorry. Even as great as he is, I don't know if I can see that.
Well, there is the age cliff in the NFL. And it varies by position. So it's a gamble. defensive tackle at that age is meh.
Where do you guys see Saquon going?
Excellent question, man. Saquon leads a large group of running backs that are available. As you saw, no running back got a tag, as they probably shouldn't, because a tag would have paid them, what, $12-13 million this year? And the best running back in the game, the highest paid running back, is only getting paid 16. So that was easy math for all the general managers. You got Saquon, Derrick Henry, Tony Pollard, Josh Jacobs, who just won the rushing title 2 seasons ago. It's a lot of names. Saquon, that's a good thought. I haven't thought about who would pay him. Wherever he goes, if he's healthy, the Ravens are probably going to answer that bell. I don't think they should.
I don't want to see that.
Why not?
No.
We don't.
What if
see
he comes to the Vikings?
I don't want to see that either.
Yeah, do that. No. I want to see that. I want to see that. Spend some of that money on a running back. Yeah, that's right.
No, I don't think they're going to. There's a lot of fans that want it, but I don't think they're going to do that. Now, the deal with Saquon, there's a few of them. We just did a deal last Sunday looking at free agent running backs, and he's one of the youngest at 27. There's a few of them at 27, and everybody else is 29 or better.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to talk about an age cliff. Running backs have an age cliff, and it's usually 28.
I think it's earlier than that. 25, 26. 26 is the latest.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you're listening to me, see it, Christian McCaffrey will be 27 going into this season. It's getting scary.
Yeah.
30 by 30, it's death for a running back.
So, unless you're Derrick Henry.
Rare occasions. Yep. Derrick Henry.
Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson back in the day. It's rare.
That's it. Those are just those two. Those two. Mm-hmm. Those freakish human beings. And maybe they're human. I don't know. No one can prove it. But those are the only ones that can last past 30. Everybody else, 25, and you're thinking about your next career.
It's crazy.
So with anybody else that's available, how do you all, June, like, would you like Christian Wilkerson in Honolulu Blue?
I mean, why not? I mean, he's not my first choice, but, you know.
Well, tell me about your first choice. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, you what's your first choice? Better than Christian
Wilkerson. I want to hear about that.
Well, I want the cornerback position addressed more than anything. Address that. Especially when it comes to free agency. If you can address that during free agency, that's my first choice. I'd rather have a veteran good corner out there than a rookie corner.
Somebody like Kendall Fuller?
I'm not too big on Fuller. I mean, more like Ladarius Sneed.
No, well, he got tagged, though.
So. He got tagged, so.
Well. Can you trade out of a tag, or how does that work?
He got a non-exclusive, so someone you can make an offer, and more than likely the Chiefs are going to match. So that's about the extent of what that can happen. Now, if they come to a long-term agreement and then trade, that's a possibility as well. It's very rare, but yeah. I mean, that's a possibility.
I mean, it kind of defeats the purpose of a tag, unless you don't want to lose him for anything. But hey, you can trade him without a tag, you know. So
yeah, but tagging and trading has been used as a strategy for some
time. I've seen the rumors. I've seen the rumors still swirling around. I didn't even realize that I don't know how it was, but because they were so prevalent, I'm like, did they tag them? But they did, obviously. Fuller's cool, but
I think Fuller, doesn't he grade out to probably be the best corner in this free agent class?
Personally, yes, he is.
I like his durability. I like the fact that he's got super, I want to say he played on the Chiefs when they won one of their Super Bowls. So he has, I think I read that. That may be, I may be off on that, but.
I don't know about that one.
Let me see. His name is Kendall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be Kendall 30.
Yeah, he did. He did.
With Kool-Aid getting hurt in the combine process, I do recall you all being high on him. So if he hurt his foot, so yeah, I can see that, June. Like, yeah, you know what? We need to use some of this combine time, not combine, but free agency time. Sure up that corner position.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get to the draft, we're not just searching for the best corner available. Since you know the guy you wanted hurt himself, you can just get best guy available. I see the wheels turning. I see the wheels turning. I can agree with that.
Speaking of Kool-Aid McKinstry, Kool-Aid and his teammate Tarion Arnold, Vikings First and Skull, just did a skull search last night on Vikings First and Skull YouTube, and it's published today, the written product, over on Fans First Sports Network on the written side. If you're looking for draft profiles, I'd be happy with either of those two young gentlemen.
But you like Arnold more, though, right? I feel like I think
Arnold's the better of the two, but McKinstry was playing with that Jones fracture all year. That's going to be healed up by the season.
Right.
He's got, I think they said he's going to get surgery to get it back together. And all that is on your foot, it's this bone right here, right? Below your pinky toe. And it's fractured, and they'll probably just put a pin or a staple or something, whatever. However they do that, and stitch it back together, and he'll be fine. But to the fact that he played with it and still did so well, that tells me that the kid's got guts. He's got that internal fortitude that's going to help him at this next level.
He's got grit.
Yeah, grit.
Sure. I hear you, Foster. He's got that. Yeah,
you feel me? Yeah.
I hear you. So another position this is just me outside looking in, another position that seems to be important for Detroit would be pass rush, edge or defensive end, right? Mm-hmm. What about we talked about him, Danielle Hunter or Za'Darius, you guys interested?
Foster, I'll let you go ahead because Foster has a very interesting take on Danielle Hunter.
I think that he's a great player, but the simple fact that the Bears are so interested in the fact, just keeping him away from everybody else in the division, I feel like. aren't your the chances of getting them very high, the Bears?
We're gonna kick the tires on anybody that's available. I don't know about you're super interested in them.
They were saying the odds were very high on you guys going.
Well, you gotta have money to spend, and the Bears do.
Okay, I see what you said. Okay, so the possibilities are a lot higher. Okay, but like I said,
he'll probably get a contract worth $20 to $25 million.
Yeah,
per
probably it's a lot to me.
He's top five edge rusher his whole career.
My only knock on him is that he's a little up there in age, and I feel like I want a team. Yeah, but if we're gonna sign him, I want somebody that's gonna be not approaching the cliff. I want everybody in their prime or close to their peak as of right now.
Well, so edge rushers last till about 33.
The first guy that's available, that's right now that's available, is for me, Christian Wilkinson. If not him, Xavier McKinley. The Giants let him walk. That's another guy that I will be. Those two names, Danielle Hunter and Za'Darius. Those are more on the back end. So if we can get two of those names, perfect. I wouldn't be mad at that. That would be an excellent offseason. Now, that's me saying that's an excellent offseason before we make a decision on the quarterback and excusing the fact that we traded a fifth round pick for a backup offensive lineman. And, you know, there's.
I was going to ask you about that.
We could have just drafted our own backup offensive lineman with that fifth round pick. I don't know what Pose was thinking, but listen, if he was got two of those names that out of those four that I just named, that's an excellent offseason.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wilkins is due to be 28 this season.
Right.
So he's a little younger.
The beauty with the Lions is that normally we're in the position to where like, oh, does he fit our timeline? Do we really want to – we want a guy that thinking more forward as opposed to now. We're in a win-now situation where our window of – I mean, I think that our window can be large just because of the amount of good young players, but we don't have to worry about like, do we really want to spend money for us to win in two years? Like, the time is now, so you can go and get a guy that's more, you know, more in their prime, but on their way out. Like even a Gilmore from the Cowboys. I mean, just to, you know, do something to shore up the, you know, still look to draft a corner to be his predecessor, and his brother. And his brother is on Gilmore's brother's on the team as well. So it gives us more options than having to be like, well, I don't know. Is he going to be still healthy when we're ready to compete in 3 to 4 years? You know, we've been on that timeline for a long time. So it's a different position to be in, but it feels good.
I was about to say, yeah, you guys' window is open now.
Yeah.
For now, until, you know, Caleb gets in town.
He said for now.
Until when?
Until Caleb gets in town. Until Caleb hits the lakefront, your window is open. That is a statement of fact. But once Caleb, you know, gets on the lakefront and, you know, gets a feel of things,
You probably had the same sentiments for Jay Cutler and Justin Fields as well. So
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah,
I'm not even coming with a fresh haircut. He said, I'm just coming as is, just fresh out the bait.
Mouth. And, yeah. Cutler was a character.
Yeah, I just wish he was a character with somebody else's name. I could have done without that 7 years of nonsense that he put us through.
7 years? Wow.
Yeah, I believe it was seven. Don't tell me it was anything more than that, because I don't need to relive it.
I'm surprised it was seven, but
me too.
They resigned that buster. We're getting off topic. Caleb Williams, he did show up to the combine. Wasn't as fresh. He was like, look, I'm just here so I don't get fined. What y'all want, man? Y'all keep saying my name. What y'all want? I like that about him. That's my quarterback.
8 years? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Foster, you're doing too much.
Jeez, I didn't realize it was that long. Those are college years. I was in another planet for a lot of those.
That sounds like a good college experience.
I was tracking the Vikings then. I didn't realize it was a full 8. Now, he was injured during some of those.
It's the last season.
Yeah, he played with a concussion for most of the time he was there. Yeah, early onset of CTE. But I've got another comment. Tim Lyons. Williams is a waste of a number one pick. Wow, Tim, that is
bold.
Say it with your chest, my boy. That's really bold. the best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck is a waste of a number one pick.
Ask Tim, why does he think that?
I gotta know why you think that. I disagree.
He's gonna bust.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't bust? That's a bust. You draft 75% of the draft, every draft is a bust, right? So 75%. I'm going that high. Yes.
75%. Well, you can only be a bust in the first, right? Or how does that work?
You can bust anywhere.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't be a fifth round bust. We know that, right?
Well, yeah, you can if you don't if your career is not, you know, commensurate to a fifth round. If you don't give me fifth round production, special then
what's fifth round?
Yeah, what is that? Yeah, that's
special teams.
I'm happy to make the team if I.
So if you're special teamer doesn't.
If you can't make the team, it's a bust pick as a fifth rounder.
I guess I'm thinking more of the high profile. No one remembers the defensive lineman out of Nebraska in the sixth round that couldn't make the team and said he's a bust. Like, it's not even
no, because you're not invested as much as you are if you draft that first round quarterback and he goes out and goes gets fat and can't play. That's
DeMarcus Russell.
Yeah, that's a bust.
He was a number one pick.
And every team's had busts.
Oh my God, that pick hurt. Pay, why'd you bring him up?
As I suspected,
he's a Raider fan. Yeah.
Tim Lyons. I believe he's going to bust. It doesn't matter. He'll still be a Bear.
And you have to add in the fact that the Bears tend to ruin quarterbacks. So
whoa. Let me stop you right there, Dave.
Hey, you're talking for somebody who hasn't had a franchise quarterback since Fran Tarkington. And you guys are too young.
Respect on Dante Culpepper's name.
Hey, Dante was great, but Dante blew his knee up. Teddy was great and on the way till he blew his knee up.
Randall Cunningham.
I got to fight back.
The Bears do not ruin quarterbacks. Okay, we pick bad quarterbacks. There's a difference. there's a complete difference. Name me one quarterback that we've picked that was gone on to be better somewhere else. In fact, you'd be hard pressed to name any players that we picked that were better after they left. We don't ruin them. We just pick the wrong ones. Mitch Trubisky is about to be in the UFL. He was a Pro Bowler with the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Let's consider that. Yes, he's still playing. He's still playing bad. That's why he's going to be playing with the Rock next season. You're going to see him in a couple of months with the Texas Rattlesnakes or whatever name that they've got there. Their teammates in that league. Oh, Western Michigan Broncos. Wherever he's going to be playing, he will not be in the NFL. That's a surety. That's a surety. So just relax, fellas. The Bears, yes, we have not had a good quarterback since Sid Luckman. Jeez. And Sid Luckman was 100 years ago. But we don't. It's not our fault. It's not our fault that they're not good. It's their own fault. They just happen to play for the Bears.
Now I was just looking. Jim McMahon did win you the Super Bowl in '85, right? He was the quarterback on the team with the Bears defense, and it was the defense that got him there.
Yeah.
So and in the fridge, of course. But Jim McMahon played 1 year for the Minnesota Vikings later in his career in 1993, and that had a higher completion rate for the Vikings than he did ever with the Chicago Bears.
Correct.
But he won the trophy for Chicago. That's the main thing.
Then he went to go back up Brett Favre in that terrible team in Wisconsin. And that's why we don't talk about him anymore.
Brett Favre coming to Minnesota, I could go on that topic for days.
Please don't.
But that's a different story.
That was cool.
All right, fellas, man, this has been a great show. Joan, where can we find any Detroit Lions or any Detroit sports commentator coming from you and B. Foster?
You can check us out at Motor City Metrics. That's where we do our weekly show. You can also... And that's the YouTube. You can also subscribe to our new YouTube channel, Bleachers to Speakers. Foster has a lot of great profile features on there, and they're going to be more put up there this week, all the way up until draft time and free agent time. We're going to do free agents and the the draft. So there's a lot of good stuff on there, and you can check us out on all streaming podcast platforms. Just type in Bleachers and Speakers, FFSN. You'll find us. Did I miss anything, Foster?
TikTok. You talk about TikTok. We got a TikTok and Instagram.
We don't have a TikTok. I post them on my personal TikTok.
Oh, that's on yours. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, you can go to June Whitfield on TikTok and see some of the drops on there as well.
You guys doing the TikTok dances with your
that's enough out of you there, Pay.
Hey, we need to go to our Green Bay Packer representative.
Hey, in this offseason, I'm going to do my best. I'm going to look for one around here and see if
I can start the trash can.
Waste management.
Looking for a Packers fan.
This is why they don't want to come here. We scare them away.
As much as it pains me to talk to a Packer fan, I will find one, and I'm going to look and see how that works.
Hey, good luck.
I think we all should
good look. Luck and,
I've been trying.
I know you've been trying, Dave, but I don't think Pay has any interest at all.
Oh, Pay's brought us our first one.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, you guys got to catch up. Dave.
Hey, I've already promoted my show enough. Vikings First and Skull, you can find it everywhere. YouTube, your favorite podcast aggregator, and over on the written side on Fans First Sports Network. And tonight, we're going over, Tyler Fornes is going over his top dozen free agents. I agree with a couple of them and not some others. It's going to be a fun night tonight, as every once in a while we go at it. I think tonight's going to be one of those nights.
If I can't, I'm going to tune in to watch that myself. You all, if you're already tuning in, you see the scroll. Follow us, the Bear Claw, at Frustrated Chicago on YouTube. You can also get us wherever you get your audio podcast fix. That's Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, Pandora, Amazon Music, anywhere else that you get that audio. We are available everywhere. We're also on TikTok at Chicago Bear Claw. We're everywhere you can find us. We're also on Facebook. As you see, we're broadcasting live on Facebook today. Check us out at any one of these platforms. You'll get all your show notifications. The full shows are mostly audio format. We got short video clips. We will be here with you all throughout the offseason, giving you all the insight in, breaking down everything that happens with the Bear Claw, with the Chicago Bears this offseason. Will they or won't they at the quarterback position?
And what do we got next week? It's my turn
to dive right in. Yeah.
We're going to be talking about free agency because the new league year is going to be started.
Go Lions.
As we say in Minnesota, Skull Vikings.
And as they say on the lakefront, we bear down.
Thank you for listening to this NFC North group effort on the Fans First Sports Network. This has been a Bear Claw podcast. Bleachers to Speakers, Vikings First and Skull, and of course, the Fans First Sports Network production. Thank you for listening.